Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it.
Oh my gosh. So how is that having a, like,
So wait, are you boxing or are you just in there watching all the sexiness?
I'm not boxing.
Damn it. You're doing city boxing,
I'll
right?
I'll take the classes and stuff that we offer in there, but I do get to go and enjoy all the athletes that come
the
in and use the facility.
Nice. Oh my gosh. I so wish I lived in Vegas. You and I would be having way too much fun together. Oh my God. Could you imagine a webcam show doing like a little boxing match between each other? You know, like something really sexy and sultry, and we just get like down and dirty. That would be hot shit right there.
Sure would be.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so everybody, today coming up here, in about 14 minutes, a sexy girl that, you know, a lot of you probably have not seen on cam yet, but I have watched her on cam. She's very yummy, and she kind of seems like she's a little shy, but she is so far from shy. Her name's Gia Loren, and she will be coming on here now in almost 13 minutes, and you are absolutely going to love her. She is a sexy, hot Latina chica that I have been wanting to play with for a very long time, but we live too far apart. She's like all the way up in, I think, Canada. Like, she's way, way far away. So she'll be coming on, right? So she'll be coming on here soon. And so what else is going on with you, sexy Sage? Like, you have been a busy, busy girl. Like, I'm asking you to be on the show and take time out of your busy day because you have so much going on. Like, anything else? Like, are you buying a new jet plane or something? Like, you know, you're always doing something.
<I wish>.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. I wish you were, too, so then you could just fly down here and then I could just fly back and forth with you.
I know. That would be perfect.
It would be perfect. Oh, my gosh. So would you hurry up and get a plane? Oh, you know what? Maybe we can be like that. Maybe we can be like that preacher and we can start, like, or that wannabe preacher who is trying to get his, like, congregation or whatever to spend all this or donate all this money so he could buy a freaking, what was it, $500,000 plane or whatever the hell it was.
Right.
I saw it on the news. And I heard, yeah, it was, like, disgusting. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? You're preaching to all these people and you want money from them? I heard it on Miss Endaya's show the other day, and I was like, oh, I got to check this out. So I Googled this sucker, and he was literally asking people to donate money for a plane. Okay, you know what, people? I've got a medical condition right now. One of my tits, my implants is, like, not being so friendly. I need your goddamn money for my surgery in May.
Yep,
I think that's yeah, I have a bad boobie. My left titty is being walking around with a left sided tit. Or left sided, I mean. My gosh. Yeah, it is owie, but anyway, so let's get to some more fun here. So you've been seeing the buzz on Twitter lately with this adult webcam awards, right?
Yes, I have.
Like, have you seen? Yeah, it's like freaking insane and crazy and fun. I'm going to give a shout out to them because this is the first ever adult webcam awards. And this is coming to Miss Sage Montana's town at the Luxor in January. So I am actually stoked because this is like something that's for us because this is our life. This is what we do. We are webcam models. And so I'm really stoked because you know I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Awesome.
This is going to be a whole lot of fun. So all of you out there, there's tons of models that are on or that are up for nominations on the Adult Webcam Awards site. So go to adultwebcamawards.com and nominate favorite webcam model. Sage Montana. And she needs, You know what? You should have your own category for the best tits. Seriously. Or the Butterfly Project, one of the two.
Right.
You should totally
That's pretty
have,
cool that they're going to be out here in Vegas, though.
It is. And you know, I just love the fact that it's actually focused around webcamming. You know, and I love the AVN. I love that convention. Love, love, love. But that's more of a free-for-all for porn stars, for people who are selling this, that, everything else, you know, and then you've got your webcam models. But this is actually for cam models. So I'm stoked. This was, you know, because you and I, we have busted our ass when it comes to webcamming. And so have all the other girls. I'm not, you know, not saying that other people don't. But this is actually truly very important for all of us. And I'm stoked, Ola. And I'm going to have my new boobies. So I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
I am excited. So all of you out there listening, if you would like to chime into our sexy fun, go ahead and give us a call at 646-595-4038. And remember, if you want to talk to us, you have to press 1. But if you only want to sit there and listen to, you know, us yummy, boobalicious girls, then you just sit there and listen. And you give us, like, some yummies on Twitter and everything else. What the hell is that number? I don't know what that number is, but okay. That was weird. Mm-hmm. So before we get into any more yumminess, what I'm going to do is, oh, wait, I'll take this call first, and then we will get to what I was about to tell y'all.
Okay.
Hello, 352. You are on the air. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sammy.
Hello, honey. Oh, my goodness, you silly, silly man. What are you doing?
I'm just kicking back and getting ready for tomorrow.
Nice, nice. Hey, make sure, say hi to my girl, Sage. Better say hi to
girl, Sage.
Hello.
Well, Joseph, I don't mean to, because I'm going to have to cut you short because we have our guests coming on, and I want to do our yummy dollhouse announcements real quick before.
That's okay. Well, I'm just,
I'm glad you called in to say hi, baby doll.
Thank you.
yes.
Please forgive me if I'm not able to listen to their show tonight. Like
That's
I said,
okay.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day for me. My birthday.
Oh, good. We like big days. Especially, I'm not going to say it. I'll say it later. We like big days. So, well, Joseph, you tweet us out, honey, and I will definitely tweet you back. And I'm going to get to our dollhouse announcements, everybody. And in just a couple minutes, we are going to have the beautiful, amazing Gia Loren, who is a wonderful sultry webcam model on StreamMate. So, everybody, stay tuned. We will be right back after these announcements. Miss Sexy Angela, would you please take it away?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Miss Angela, thank you so much. So everybody, you are tuned in to webcamming with Sammy and Sage. No, we do not have our webcams on, but we are here with you. You can hear our sexy voices and all our fun, yummy stuff that we talk about. And in just a few minutes, we're going to have the amazing Miss Gia Lauren coming on, who I have said previously is a webcam model on StreamMate as well. I just love saying that. I do that all the time. Like, yesterday when I was doing podcasts with James I'm still going to screw up his podcast show. But he is the host here on Dollhouse Radio on Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern for the Benchwarmers live show, James Acevedo. So yesterday we're on there and I'm talking about, you know, you and I doing the show together. And I was like, Sage Montana. I'm like, I just can't help do it. I don't know what it is. I just, like, you know, I totally just love it. Absolutely love it. Oh,
my little
song. I know, right? We need to, like, just do a little song for you, like an intro song into the show, like right when you're coming on. Be like, Sage Montana. I can only sing when I'm in the shower. I will tell everybody that now. In the shower, can I sing?
Pretty much the only time I sing, too.
Right? Or unless, you know, I'm in Vegas and I've had a little too much to drink, and then, of course, I know I can sing then. I'm like, yeah, this
right.
is great. I can sing right now. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so without further ado, I am going to bring on our lovely, yummy guest here, Miss Gia Lauren. She is waiting on the lines for, oh, wait a second. I want to make sure I have the right prefix number. I'm like, well, wait a second. I have two that are the same. Okay, here we go. Miss Gia, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
We are fabulous. How are you doing, sexy?
Good. It's nice to hear your voice tonight. Hi, Sage.
Hello.
No, it's nice to hear your voice. Wow, you have a really sexy voice.
Sure is.
Really biscuit. I know,
oh,
right?
Thank you.
You are, oh my gosh. See, okay, you guys, I did say she's sultry and she's sexy, and see, her voice says it all. So.
Oh, sure it does.
You guys, heck yeah, you guys have to make sure you follow her on Twitter, @Gia_Lauren, that's @Gia_Lauren. If you don't, I'm so going to find you. I didn't ask, Lupin. I will slap you with Sage's titty. I swear to God. Because they are big enough to, like, go for miles. So, Miss Gia, oh, my gosh, I've been waiting so long to actually talk to you because I know we've talked in the past, like, a couple years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I was stalking you for a while, and I was like, you are so damn yummy. I was like, you know, I've got to get this girl, and now I finally have.
Yay, yes, I've been looking forward to it all week.
I know, I love it. So, let's let everybody know, how long have you been webcamming for?
Probably about 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 years. And loving it.
That's a long
time. It is a long time when you say it like that, yeah.
I know, right? It does. When you say it years, it's like...
It went by fast.
Crap.
It went by really fast.
Right. Yeah. And I have to let everybody know, too, when she's on cam, she... Like, you are so gorgeous. You're very, very
Aww.
Beautiful.
Look,
like,
who's talking.
You
two
body.
Are...
Oh, stop it.
With all your sex monsters I hear all about.
And you have a cute little accent. Your little accent
I
is
do.
That... You do. I can hear it. Can you hear it, Sage?
Oh.
She has a cute little accent.
Yeah, I can hear it, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Toronto,
yeah.
Canada, so I don't know. I don't think we have accents in Canada.
Well, us silly Americans, you know, we don't have accents.
Yeah.
You have a second.
No. No.
Eh? No.
I'm trying really
Come
hard
on,
not
to
use
it.
A.
Oh, no, you can. It's okay. Because if you
no.
don't, then I'm going to throw it out there.
I'm really excited to talk to Sage, too. I've seen her, and I've never really met her. I know I've met you Sammy, which has been, you're such a sexy, sexy woman. And all my members come in, and I hear about the two of you so much. So I've kind of peeped in on you two, and both of you ladies are just, not only guys are hot, but you guys are just so nice to the guys, and it's so refreshing to see that. Like, it's sexy.
Aw, thank
that
you.
That is so freaking sweet. Thank you. I like you even more now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking the truth.
You're just, okay, so she's sexy, she's three, and she's so stinking cute. Oh, my gosh. I want to just, like, jump through the phone line or the computer line and just, like, and squeeze you and hug you and kiss you all over.
So, funny.
I am a goofy broad. Okay, that one.
I like that. we agree on that one.
Yes, we all agree on that one. I am a goofy broad. So, in your years of webcamming, what is the one thing that you could share with new webcam models or webcam models that are kind of struggling? What is some little piece of advice that you could give to them to help them a little and push them along and say, hey, here's some good advice?
Don't take it all too serious. Just be yourself. And if you're open-minded and open-minded sexually, just make it into a job that you're having fun at that is gratifying, I would say. Just don't take it too serious. Like, have fun.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I would say that.
God damn, you're... Do you
I just think, don't you think we should all be open-minded? Like, there's nothing wrong with, and be proud that what we're doing. We're so lucky that we get to see men on cam and we get to do stuff we love. So it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, it's an amazing job we have.
If
you want to call it a job.
Right, it's not even a job. It's more like you're getting paid to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is. Sage, do you have any questions for Miss Gia?
I'm just busy stooping at all her pictures right now.
Aww.
She's so cute. I just love, like, she's sexy, she's yummy. And so are you, Gia, I have to ask, because I was, you know, of course I snooped through your pictures. So I have to.
Oh, I did. Both your ladies have been looking at your pictures.
Oh, my gosh, we're all like, stalk. We got a three-way stalk going on here.
Oh, that sounds kind of sexy, actually.
I know, right? I love it. But are you into fetishes in your cam shows? Like, do you do?
Because
I've noticed you've got sexy boots that you wear, I was seeing. So I wanted to let the guys know if that's, you know, tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them how
you
like your cam shows.
I know I don't look dominant. I wouldn't call myself a dominatrix or anything like that, but I am very dominant. I like to take control of my guys. I like the bossing around. I like the fetishes, and I like all that. I don't like to be dominated. I like to do the dominating. That's
ooh.
Yeah. And I like smoking shows. I find that sexy. The smoking shows and role-playing. Role-playing can be real. I've learned so many different fetishes and role-playing since I started doing this job that I didn't even know about that are so hot. I guess you ladies agree with that one. Yeah?
Oh, boy.
There's some.
I remember when I first started camming and somebody asked me, he's like, I'm really into CEI. And my first thought in my brain, no, this is what I thought. I was like, CIS? I'm thinking the television show, right?
I know exactly what you mean. There's so much out there.
Right. And then once I figured out what it was, that is so much fun with these guys. And there's so many guys that are into CEI. And if a lot of people don't understand what that is, like, it's come
to I love
instruction.
It.
So,
yeah.
Right?
And JOI, too. Like, I didn't know that what that was in the beginning. And I cannot believe how many guys like us to tell them how to do it and what to do with their...
Oh, my God,
Do you ladies find you get a lot of that asked?
Oh, my gosh.
I
get tons of JOI.
Mm-hmm.
Tons. And if some of you out there listening don't know what JOI is, if you're new to this, because we were new to it at one time, too, it's jack-off instruction. So us girls, three of us, will come completely and totally tell you how to stroke your cock any day, mm-hmm. anytime. We are on camp.
Mm-hmm.
We have no
problem with that. None. We enjoy it.
Love it. Oh, my goodness. So, okay, so you've been camming for 7 years now, and you've got all these yummy, you know, fetishes that you're into, and, you know, you gave a little advice out there for the new camels. What is it that you, okay, when you transitioned into becoming a cam model, what was the one thing that intrigued you the most, you know what I mean, about, whoa, I'm going from, you know, this normal world. Well, mm-hmm. okay, it's not normal.
Yeah.
The outside world
yeah.
is not normal.
Yeah.
But,
no,
you know,
no,
my neighbors think it's mm-hmm. normal. But we'll talk about that another time. That's another segment. like, oh, I got a story later that I'll tell you guys about with my neighbors that came over. A little bit of wine and my mouth opens up and I lost another neighbor.
I understand that far too well. Far too well.
Oh, jeez, Ola. So what's the one thing that intrigued you the most about doing, well, like you said, you can't really call it a job because it's fun for
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. What intrigued me in the beginning, I'm going to be 100% honest, was the money. That was the beginning. What got me to try it? I was tired of working, like, you know, in bars as a waitress, dancer, that kind of stuff. So the money was the first thing. What kept me working was the freedom. And I became more sexually opened. And it made my world a lot more funner and a lot more easier to let go of a lot of hang-ups and that. So that's what kept me camming.
I think that.
Yeah, I think that really changed me as a woman. It made me see. I was raised a Catholic from Catholic school. I'm Latin, and we were raised very strict. And I had a lot of sexual hang-ups growing up. Not hang-ups, I wouldn't call, but, you know, fears. But now,
mm-hmm.
doing this job, it shows me it's fun. It's all right. We're not hurting nobody.
And then they like it.
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And there is some really amazing women that we work with, as you two are. Like, we are lucky that way, that it's like that with majority of women on our site, that we have a really
mm-hmm.
good group of women.
We
yeah.
do.
And,
you know, there is a huge group of women that, you know, there's a handful that I can put in one hand that I would, you know, say, you
yeah,
know, take
no, I agree.
Find something
mm-hmm.
else to do, because it's
mm-hmm.
not working for you. But,
yeah.
like, the majority of us girls, it's amazing how well we interact. And like with us, like right now we're talking, and it's, you know, you can connect with girls, and
mm-hmm.
I love it. It's
yeah, me
fun.
Too. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Miss Sage, what do you, okay, actually, you know what, okay, you guys, well, Gia, you're going to, well, you probably know I just speak my mind anyway, because you see me on cam and say she knows I speak my mind because I, yeah, whatever, because
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, good.
So I want to see if you girls agree with me on this. You know, Sage has her own studio. You know, I'm not going to say any names about anybody at all out there on cam. But would you girls agree with me that when it comes to webcamming, the younger girls are sometimes kind of a pain in the ass because they don't understand their sexuality yet? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
we're not in our, you know, teens, like 18, 19, and 20. And I've had the experience with quite a few girls that I've actually got started on StreamMate, and then also I've helped train on CamCity.com recently. But there's a lot of girls that you they are so needy that I get text messages sometimes at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't even get paid to talk to these girls, and I'm still helping them. So, Sage, for you, I mean, do you find that with younger girls? Is it a lot more work with them, do you think?
Well, for me, being that, excuse me, being that we're in Las Vegas, most of these younger girls started their sexuality very, very young. Just because of the city that we're in.
right.
So, I don't know. My young girls, it does take them a little while to get used to what they need to be doing on camp, because sometimes they try to be hard. They try too hard to be, you know, grown and have to think they have to wear all this extra sexy lingerie, when in reality, if they just wore the cute little booty shorts and stuff, they'd do awesome online.
Right.
But it does take them a little. It does take them a little while to embrace their youth and realize that it's okay to be young on cam, that they don't have to try to be older. So it takes me a little while to get them to that point, more so than it does the older ladies. Yeah.
Oh, I think so too, and I noticed that with, you know, girls that are, or I would say women such as ourselves, you know, that are a little older, we tend to work harder and like really enjoy what we're doing. And when I, you know, am hooked up, well, what do you think, Gia? What do you think?
I think
that?
Sage said it really well, actually. I think for us, we're in our, you know, I call, for me, I should speak for myself, I'm in my, call my dirty 30s. I've reached my sexual peak kind of thing. Like, I'm in my dirty 30s and I'm ready to have fun, open-minded. And I think some of these young girls are so worried about how they look instead of enjoying the moment. Like, they're trying to make these,
right,
you know, trying to look overly sexy when all they have to do is just be themselves. So, they, like, say to them, maybe they try almost too hard.
Mm-hmm. I completely
yeah,
agree with you.
Yeah.
Guys. Excuse me, you girls. girls. But we do have a caller on the line, so let's see who we have here. Okay. Oh, there we go. Wait, yeah. 352, you're on the air, darling, with me, Miss Gia, and Miss Sexy Sage. How are you?
Hey there, I am Miss Sammy. I know, I changed my mind. I thought I'd listen one more time since y'all had.
Hey, I'm Joseph. I want you to say hi to Miss Gia, and you better make sure you follow her on Twitter, because if you don't, I'm going to totally spam.
I'm trying to press the follow on you all. I'm trying, but they're saying I have to admit.
You're following too many people and you don't have enough people following you. Well, you know what? Go. All you have to do, if you want to follow people that you actually enjoy, here's a little advice for the Twitter world. If you're following too many people, all you have to do, darling Joseph, is go into your Twitter, and then if there's people that have not responded to you or not following you, then you just unfollow them, darling, and then you can follow sexygia_Loren. Because you have to follow her, because Joseph, I'll put you on.
No.
I'm going to continue to try and follow.
All right, you can figure it out. All right, baby doll, thank you for calling back, Joseph, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, so now, back to our webcam sexiness. Miss Gia, like, you, okay, 7 years. Are you only on the cam model, StreamMate/cam model site, or do you work another site as well?
I was working another site, but I found that StreamMates is the best for me, so I'm putting all my energy into there right now. So, yeah, basically I'm just on StreamMates.
Yeah. Isn't it, like, well, of course, Sage is only on StreamMate. I do one other site just for feature shows, but StreamMate literally has been what I found, and I have tried so many sites, and I truly agree with you on that they are the best site. Like, they don't mess around.
No, I like it a lot. It's been my favorite site. I've worked on another site before this one, and it was nice, but this StreamMates I like the best, and I like the traffic, and I like that you're always busy. You always got some people in your room talking, things going on. You're never sitting
right,
idly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you a question about camming. What do you feel about doing Skype shows? Because you have so many cam models. They do, like, personal Skype shows.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's wonderful for the girls. I haven't started that. I've just lately, I don't know if, like, for you two, I'm getting asked left and right all the time between coming onto the site asking me, between messaging. So it is something I maybe should look into because it seems like it's the newest thing everybody's doing. What do you think about it?
Sage, do you want to chime in on that one?
I, with the Skype shows, I only have done those for guys that have been around since the beginning, like that, mm-hmm. you know, have been with me mm-hmm. since, like, day one. I don't know. I just like the way that streaming is set up. Like, once, you know, if they buy a block session and the time is up, you know it's up, and mm-hmm. it's just a lot of work for
right.
me for Skype, I think. Plus, then, you know, you got to have a PayPal or a Green Dot, and it's just a lot of work. For someone like me who's really busy, it's a lot of work. For someone
right.
who's strictly just scamming, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea. But, I mean, you know, when you get paid through PayPal and whatnot, you risk losing that money. If PayPal finds out that you're an adult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is just a little bit of a riskier way. Plus, then you get those guys that sometimes they don't respect that you're not going to get on Skype with them just any old time. So they'll constantly try to hit you up on Skype just to chit-chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fine line between doing shows and then them trying to just be friendly with you like that, it sometimes becomes too much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I completely agree with everything she just said because
mm-hmm, me too.
I was doing some Skype shows there for a little bit on another site, actually, so I didn't have to run it through PayPal because I actually did experience my first year and a half of webcamming. I set up a Skype account for webcam, and I was like, oh, you know, I've had these guys here, you know, for a while. They're my, you know, VIP customers, and I'll go ahead and, you know, book appointments with them. And one of my big VIP customers that would spend, you know, anywhere from 12 to 30 minutes with me in an exclusive on StreamMate took me onto a Skype show. And so for all you girls out there listening, going through PayPal, be very, very careful. Watch your P's and Q's because you will get in trouble. You never know which customer is going to turn on you.
Yeah,
and
that's
that happened
advice.
To me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happened
mm-hmm,
to me.
That's great advice.
And this mother trucker, he's not even a Skype monster anymore. Mother trucker went in and reported me to PayPal, so my account got deactivated. And I was like, did that just happen? I was like, mother trucker, that just happened.
Well, thanks, ladies. Now maybe I'm not interested in doing it. Maybe thanks for your advice. Your
it's really
good advice.
Scary.
Just stay where I am.
Well, not
enjoy
only
it.
That. And the thing is, it's like if girls don't realize when you're on Skype, it's easier to find your IP address so guys can locate you and stalk you quicker and easier, unlike working like on StreamMate like we do where everything's mm-hmm. in a secure network. So
yeah.
Girls out there doing Skype, be careful. Watch your tracks because you could be in big trouble. Big.
Yeah.
Big. Yeah.
Well,
that's
thank
why
you
I'm,
for
I'm
that advice. That is good advice.
You know what? And there's so many young girls that they're like, oh, well, I'm on this website or I'm on this website. You know what? And this guy's offering Skype shows. Oh, and Sage can, you know, totally. And you guys, both you girls can actually agree with me on this one. When you're on StreamMate, girls, and you're a new model or on cammodels.com or whatever affiliate that
mm-hmm.
goes
yeah.
through StreamMate, never say the word Skype. You will
yes.
get a
yes.
timeout.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
I've
saying bomb
that.
At the airport. Don't do it.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Don't say Skype.
Yeah.
Yes. There's always girls waiting to record you and take screenshots of you and get you in trouble.
Thank you, ladies, for your advice. They're really good advice.
You know what, this is just stuff. I didn't get in trouble for saying the word Skype. I was just smart enough to know. I just have girlfriends
yes.
who have went through that
yeah.
issue. And you feel bad for them. It's like, but then at the same time, after you get done feeling bad for them, I think to myself, well, why the hell do you say Skype? Like,
yeah.
websites
it's
out to make money,
away,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't want to burn a bridge with StreamMate.
No.
says, yeah. One thing you do not want to do, you burn that bridge with a streammate, you might as well just kiss your camming career goodbye, because that's not really, but, I mean, you definitely have a hard time trying to get your feet back up on the ground on the webcam platform.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because you're on streammate, and you, Gia, and you feet back, and you're working on there. Like, are you working full-time, or do you do, like, how many hours do you work a week?
I probably work about 5 hours every day, broken up during the day. Like, I work a couple hours in the day and then a couple hours at night. Streammates is, the main the only website I work on right now, and it's my only job. It's how I support myself and I love it. Like, I'm so blessed.
That is
to, yeah.
You are, okay, so she is totally a hard-working cam model. So did you guys hear that? So
yeah,
you guys have to go and nominate her. Go nominate her, everybody,
do it.
The Adult Webcam Award.com. You can nominate Gia _Loren for a top webcam model. So if you're listening, go do what I said.
Thank you, ladies.
She needs to be nominated. She needs to be nominated. And so does Sage. I want Sage's big titties nominated on AdultWebcamAwards.com. Seriously. I want to come to Vegas and see those butterflies on her buttocks.
Sage, I saw a picture of you from the Vegas award show recently, and you had a really nice dress. You looked beautiful, absolutely sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Sage always looks sexy, and she is just – the one thing is I want to say about Sage, I absolutely love and adore her because she's so friendly and just – she's just an amazing woman. Like, she's worked so hard to get to where she is, and she's done so well with her webcam studio. And everything she has going on, I am so honored to actually be a friend of hers and have her as my yummy girl here on Dollhouse Radio, because she's always been so heartfelt with everybody. Like, everybody she talks to and sees, like, she's a very amazing woman. Sage, I love you.
I love you.
I love women supporting women. I do. I love women supporting women. Like, I'm so for that. Yeah. What
so
a pleasure you two are.
That's why. You know what? I will say, I'm actually going to be booking a male cam model as our first guest here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm not going to say when. But we we're going to have our first male webcam model coming on very soon. And I'm excited because it'll be a nice little change. I love all of us women, but at the end of the day, it's like there's so many different cam models in the industry. And
right,
I don't want to just keep, I don't want to just keep this radio show to just us girls. I want to bring in everyone. So it's going to start getting a little yummier.
That sounds hot. I'll be listening. I will be listening for that and looking forward to that.
We're going to have some interesting guests on, and yes, it's going to be a whole lot of yumminess coming up. So, Miss Gia, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and calling in and having fun with us. And I want you to give your plugs, you know, your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you have, all your social media, your webcam link, and anything else that you would like to share with the audience on Dollhouse Radio. Go ahead, Miss Sexy, plug it away.
I'm on Twitter, Gia_Loren. And my for cam models, I'm at GiaLoren.cammodels.com. Come see me, join my link, and let's have some fun. I got to thank you both, you ladies, so much. Sammy, we've known each other from before, and you've always been amazing to me, and you're a sexy, beautiful woman. Sage, it was a pleasure talking to you, and this was a blast talking to you, ladies.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have you back because
in.
Her voice is so damn sexy. We're having her back.
That's
so
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies. Have a great night, and I'll be seeing you on cam very soon.
Okay.
Sounds
sexy.
Good.
You too.
Bye.
I will totally stalk you.
I'll be stalking both of you. Thank you again very much for having me, ladies, on your show. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
Oh, you too, honey bun.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. She is freaking, damn. That voice is
Yeah,
sexy.
Her voice is sexy. Do you see on her profile, they tagged her like 200-plus times about her sexy voice.
Right. I know. I saw that. I was like, god damn.
She almost sounds like Angela that does. She almost sounds like Angela that does the...
That is so funny you said that. I was just going to say, her and Angela have very sexy voices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Love it. Love it. damn, she's like just so, because I actually have stalked her, like in her cam shows. I came in there and into her shows and I said hi and whatnot. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I would love to play with her on cam. Just because she's so, like, just as everybody could hear, laid back and relaxed and just, like, chill. But I will say,
yeah,
I did not realize she was into all the fetishes because she just seemed so, like, I put in the little, you know, the bio of the show. I was like, she seems like she's innocent and sweet, but oh, no, that chica is on the naughty side.
Sure is. She's in that dirty 30s.
Oh, boy. I love it. Oh, my gosh. So to get back into this webcam talk, what is the one thing that you found lately that has, I guess, say, something, I don't want to say bugged you, but something that you have brought to attention to your cam models that they need to be aware of? Like anywhere from, gosh, like people trying to come in, I want to call it through the back door of streaming. Like I had the last couple times I was on cam, you know, when people figure out how to come through the back door of webcamming and get into the shows for free, I've actually had a couple people come in and try and do that. And their name comes up in a highlighted color, and it's completely not, you know, administration, or it's not another webcam studio. Like, have you noticed that with any of your girls at all, or?
I've only had a few girls tell me that it's happened, and the people that are doing it are saying they're producers from the TV show. So I would say for the girls to be really careful if they say that, just go ahead and block that person. But
right.
I myself, I haven't had it. And I think that sometimes, at least for me, and a lot of my girls that have been around longer, we don't see a lot of the stuff that they try on these newer girls because the newer girls don't know any better.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, because I had someone recently, this was last week, had come in and done that. And I was looking and I was like, really? Like, I'm not new.
Right.
And that's what I had said to him. I'm like, I'm not new. I'm like, you're trying to pull this on the wrong girl.
Right.
And
I say that all the time.
Right.
When they try that fake gold.
Yeah.
That is just when I train my models, I train them fully prepared for fake gold because they definitely try that on the new girls.
Oh, my gosh. Every once in a while, I get a new wannabe monster that'll come into the chat room, and you know, I'll say, "Oh yeah, you want to see my tits? You know, this, that, you know," and they'll put in the dollar sign with the amount and
mm-hmm.
and then the gold, and then I'm like, "Okay, darling, now either you're not old enough to be in here, or you're just broke. So
yeah.
Now you go." Like, just go find somebody else, because I've been doing this way too damn long. To
right. Yeah, silly guys.
I know, right? Silly little boys. Oh, this is one thing that I wanted to ask you. I wrote it down on my little notepad, but it's out in the living room. How do you feel about with models that are starting out webcamming and they don't want to show their face whatsoever? Like, do you have models in your studio that are uncomfortable showing their face?
I have one that wears a mask, and she tries to she tries to keep everything like fetish friendly. That way the mask kind of goes with it. And then I have another girl, and she pretty much keeps the majority of her face out the cam the whole time too. And, you know, sometimes she'll come to me and she'll be like, oh, my God, it's so slow. And I'm like, well, you're not really showing your face. You know, that helps.
Right.
So she has to stay online a little bit longer than other girls to make the amount of money that she wants. So, I mean,
okay.
Like, if you're really scared to show your face, I just don't think this is the job for you, really.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That's what I think, too, because I see girls complain, like, on Twitter or social media, and then also on, you know, their cams, and it's not like I'm stalking girls to, you know, so all of y'all that are listening, I'm not stalking you girls to, you know, find things that are wrong with you. I'm just stalking you girls to find good cam models that are fun and interactive that want to be here on the radio show. So don't think that I'm being mean and stalking you. I'm not. I'm just saying, here's things, me and Sage will tell you things you should and should not. And to me, I agree with you. I think if girls, if you're in this business and you're in, you know, you are in it to win it, show your face. Because
right.
The guys and girls, they love to see the facial expressions, especially, you know, when we're coming and we're enjoying mm-hmm. our moment, they love that shit.
Right, and a lot of the guys like to look into our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, they do. Like, I had one guy, he wanted to see my face and everything I was doing all full on whatever last week. And then I had one guy, he's like, oh, well, I want a close-up of your vag. And I was like, okay. And so I put the camera down there, you know. And when you're in, guys, when you're in a private chat room, that's not one-on-one, just so you know. You're in there with everybody else, so y'all got to share my vagina and my ass and my tits and mouth and all that stuff. And yeah, that's how that works. You're not one-on-one. That's why there's a price difference. For one-on-one exclusive and private, yeah, there's a price difference, boys and girls. They keep that, and you know, we'll learn you, don't worry. We will totally learn you.
Right.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so I had when I was in there, and the one guy, he's like, oh, well, I want to see a close up of your vag. And so I put my webcam down there, and then the other guy's all pissed off, and he's like, oh my gosh, I don't like this, I can't see your face. And I'm trying to explain to him, I'm like, guys, you have to take me exclusive if you want one-on-one action. But when it comes to girls that don't show their face at all, you're really losing out on a lot of potential customers that you could keep for a very long time.
Right.
Oh, shit.
I agree. Mm.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. So before we start to head out here, and Miss Gia Lauren, I want to give you a big shout-out. Thank you so much for calling in and having fun with me and Sage Montana. I swear to Lord, I just can't help do it. I just can't. It's just going to keep happening. So I hope you don't get sick of that, Sage, because it's never going to stop.
Never.
Never going to stop. Give me all your shout-outs for all your yummies, your Instagram, everything you have to offer, webcam studio, all that yummies that everybody needs to know about.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1. You can also follow me on Instagram at SageInVegas or watch my live cam shows at SageMontana.CamModels.com. And a special little shout-out to a couple of my girls that are actively live right now, Black Rainbow, Dot, Evelyn, Incent, Mariah Monroe, and Vivacious Paige.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds sexy. And Black Rainbow, she's cute.
I think I'm going to try to get her on, too.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's definitely.
I know she'll do it for sure.
Oh, definitely. So, and cause she's just a little cutie. She's like, she's a different little duck, and that's what I like about her. Like,
yes.
She has this different aura about her, and you just, everybody, just go check out Black Rainbow. You just gotta love her. You cannot not love her. She's just
right.
A cutie pie.
She is adorable. Like,
she is. She totally is adorable. She actually reminds me a little bit of my exchange student that I had about 6 years ago. And when I saw her on camera one day, I was like, oh my gosh, she looks like my exchange student, except for the hair. Like, hair's a little different, but just the way she talks and stuff and just her, oh, I miss that girl. So, oh my gosh. Okay, everybody. I'm going to give you my shout-out. You can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. And make sure you guys all follow Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse_radio on Twitter as well. And then you can follow my Cam Link, Sammy_Bricks.camels.com. And then also make sure you tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm doing a feature cam show on CamCity.com. And I will be tweeting out that link. Oh, no, it's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Sorry. Uh-oh. I hate that time change. I wish. So 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, I will be doing a naughty, naughty feature cam show on camcity.com. And then, let's see, who do I have? Our yumminess. Turn to the calendar here. The calendar for, let's see. Oh, next week. Sage, we have Velvet Sky coming in next week.
Ooh.
She's also on Cam Models. I'm streammate. So she's going to be a yumminess. I'll be tweeting all that out here soon. And, yeah, I will be on Cam. I will be on there playing with my vagina and my ass and all that yumminess for you guys. I hope you all enjoyed this amazing, amazing, fabulous show with me, my sexy girl, Sage Montana, and Gia Lauren was here, our yummy guest. And we're going to end the show with a song from Miss Alana Evans, who has just been inducted into the Hall of Fame for the Adult Awards. Miss Alana Evans with her song Perfect, and she co-hosts with James Acevedo on Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern for the Benchwarmers live show. So on that note, everybody, have a fabulously good stroking and masturbating evening, and we will be back live next Thursday at the same time. So don't be late. You know, you got to come to masturbate, so make sure you're not late. Oh, shit, and then I'll be back on Monday. For the Sammy's Cocktail Hour with me and Sierra DeVay from 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 11 a.m., 12 p.m., yeah, whatever. Anyway, y'all will figure it out. I'll tweet the link. So bye, everybody. Sage, love you, girl, and I will talk to you very soon.
All right, love you.
Love you, girl.
Bye-bye.